Good morning and welcome to this church, this service of Central Congregational Church in Attleboro Falls on this first Sunday after Christmas. We're joined today by the chairperson of our Board of Deacons, Wayne Netney, our youth pastor, Reverend Glenn Roundsville, and our musical director, Dave Valerio. Pastor Glenn, would you please call us to worship?
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend his works to another. They will tell of his mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of his majesty and will meditate on his wonderful works. We will reflect on God's ongoing work in our lives as we call ourselves to worship. Amen. Lord, sometimes we forget that you not only came to us as a baby, setting aside your power and glory to become vulnerable, but you also learned as we learn, grew as we grow, experienced pain and temptation as we do. Although you were God and man, which is still a mysterious concept to us, you do know us through and through. You were like us in every way, except you were without sin. Yet you made us like you by taking our sins upon yourself so we might have life in abundance. We are reminded of this as we pray the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
And who's going to introduce our Sunday school pageant that we're all waiting for? Mr. Dave, Sherilyn?
I think it's going to be me. Sherilyn's not piping in. I think it's going to be me.
Okay.
So I want to say good morning and Merry Christmas again. And we have our pageant today. It was supposed to be last week on the 20th, and we had a lot of things that happened. Thank goodness, you know, it's 2020, so of course things were going to happen. We had our Mary gave birth before we thought she was gonna, before she could send her videos in, and that whole family, unfortunately, didn't get to be in the pageant. We're sorry about that. But they got good news and had a baby in their family. And then some other things happened. Jeremy, who's my son-in-law, who was supposed to do the video, ended up with COVID. And other things happened. So, but we got through it. We got it happening. And we want to thank all the parents that videotaped their kids and all the kids that participated, all the readers and all the actors. And we put together a little video want to thank the Sunday School for wanting to push this through and still do it. And I think it's great and that we did do it and tell the story in our own way as we do every year. And so we didn't miss a year with the Christmas pageant. And I put it together and there's music and there's videos. And I left in all the little incidental, funny little things that happened during a regular kids pageant. I didn't want to make it too polished and too professional. So we left in all the funny little things that do happen. So it's enjoyable. And we celebrate watching our children participate in the Christmas story. So enjoy.
Mary and Joseph, a pitiful sight. So tired and dirty, they gave me a fright. Sickly or dying, what was the matter? A room in the inn? Impossible chatter. My rooms are all taken, not one empty bed. There won't be a room at all in Bethlehem, I said. But their eyes told a story of hunger and need. I couldn't avoid them, so I tried a good deed. I cleaned out the stable, my wife cooked a meal. We helped all we could, at least that's how I feel. For we noticed that Mary was expecting, and soon. We prepared for delivery right under the moon. The child came so quickly, his face seemed like a light, as if God had shown his presence so bright. Joseph said softly, "It's Jesus, my friend. God sent him among us to bring end to end. Fear, hatred, and darkness and sin. Instead, God gave light to let God's light in."
Still we see the light above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
The animals were calm, more quiet than normal. They often were noisy, never too formal. They were always eating, or else they were sleeping. The stable required much continuous sweeping, but on Christmas night, they were strangely in awe at the sight of the babe and all that they saw. It's almost as if God had hushed them, had fed and watered and carefully brushed them. I know, I believe, that God had been able to work a miracle there in that stable.
No crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. No crying he makes. I love the Lord Jesus looked down from the sky and stayed by my cradle till morning is nigh.
We don't often see angels in flight, but on the first Christmas they lit up the night. They appeared to the shepherds, and while they were scared, angels cried one, will any lives be spared? Are they here to destroy us? Is it our time on earth up? Have we seen our last day? Have we drunk our last cup? A peace on earth, goodwill to all, was the angel's sweet song, and that is their call. The light show that dazzled all who did see. The angels hallelujahed and sang out with glee. To Bethlehem shepherds, the angels directed to see Jesus the Christ, whom God has perfected. Go worship the Lord and follow his ways, and you'll find Christmas joy for all of your days.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God in sin.
Shepherds, you were told, were scared and were stunned. Too much hard work or too much hot sun. Perplexed and afraid, they loudly complained. But the angel's song calmed them, and then they believed. They rejoiced when they knew and were quite relieved. They went to the stable and worshipped the Lord. Then they left and began to spread the good word.
Sheep.
I don't know.
The star that shone brightly, led wise persons at night to Bethlehem's stable to the worship's strange light. They came bearing gifts with worship and love. The wise men were kings and they knelt on the straw. It was the oddest thing that I ever saw. If kings bring him treasure, then maybe we too can worship in pleasure. The person of Jesus, who come to us all, so worthy of praise, for he brings us God's call. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come to God for healing from strife. Come unto me, all who you labor, and I will give you.
Filled in fountains more and more. guilty pride. Westward in its ever-proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
'Twas the very first Christmas, and there in the manger the Christ child was born. It wouldn't have been a stranger. Shepherds saw angels, wise men a star. They came to see Jesus, they came from afar. They knew he was special, God's very own son. He came to the earth to love everyone. He grew up in time to savor the Lord, to be worshipped each day, to be loved and adored. So now at Christmas we take all the light in the gift that God gave us that first Christmas night. In the gifts we receive and the ones that we give, let us never forget it's in Christ that we live.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Okay, good job.
Mr. Dave, thank you very much. Yes.
Welcome.
That was wonderful. And thank you to all of the big stars that have been found in our church presence today. Oh, that was wonderful. Very good. At this time, I believe we have a mission moment. So I'd like to ask Cheryl Rogers for that mission moment, please.
Hello, everybody. I don't know. I can't beat that. That was excellent. Good job, Dave. Tell you the truth, I forgot what I was talking about here. For January, I think we're going to be doing a... somebody help me out here if somebody wants to cut in, because I'm still on that moment.
Okay.
Oh, the pageant. Yes, I wanted that. I'm on the pageant. I'm not on anything else. we're going to be doing blankets and stuff and getting things ready for kids that are homeless, for like teenagers and children and stuff. And we're going to have a meeting on that. And I don't know what we're going to call it, but I do definitely want to do it.
And then the Nora's Pantry.
And we're doing Nora's Pantry like usual. But this thing for the kids, the teenagers, for the blankets and personal goods and everything else, and getting them so we can live outside, which I don't like. I can't imagine children outside. But there are.
Cheryl, can I help
you? That's all I have to say about it.
Sure. Someone else said they wanted to say something.
Yes, this is Kathy Trowbridge.
Yeah.
I say that in speaking with Martha, she mentioned that there are 20 homeless people in Attleboro at this moment. 19 are young and one is a young woman. And she said, Pam Turalo said, they are all very young people these days that are homeless in Attleboro. And she wanted to get together a list of items that would be helpful to help out these homeless folks, since the Attleboro Area Interfaith Collaborative no longer puts them in motels at night when the temperature dips below 32 degrees. So the Homeless Coalition is working on winterized tents and winter type sleeping bags. And they're going to be sending us a list of items and how we can help these folks to keep them warm and safe during the winter this year.
Okay, good. Thank you, Kathy. COVID has changed everything. There's no way to put them in warming stations because they would be too close and so forth. So there's just so many problems. And I think food insecurity is something else that we're looking into as well. There's a lot of need out there and it's going to continue clearly. Yeah. Okay, anyone else want to say anything about that then?
Could I add one more thing, two more things actually.
Yes, Martha, sure.
Thanks again for everybody's contributions to Christmases for Kids. We delivered a lot of good things. And secondly, it's not too late to contribute to the Christmas Fund. If you still haven't done that or, you know, and you still want to, that's fine, do it. And we'll be getting more detailed information about the homeless. I need to try again to contact Pam. And thanks to Kathy Trowbridge for making us aware of this also.
Good. Thank you, Martha. All right, then let us turn to our announcements. I have just a few announcements. First of all, I'm told that someone left a laptop and a tablet in the office without cords and chargers. So if you are that person, would you please call the office or Rich Goss? He says he now has enough equipment. So if you know of anyone who needs a device to be a part of our Zoom worship, please call him or call the church office and we will get the word to him. I would also remind you not to forget to check for your Christmas cards in the church mailbox outside the church office. Daycare is not in session this coming week. So the door will be closed except for Tuesday and Thursday when Cheryl and I will be in the office and having regular office hours. And I believe that Cheryl Peterson had a word that she wanted to share with you too.
I did, thank you. I think everybody is probably aware that the restaurant Bellisarno went out of business a few months back. So as they were closing and trying to get rid of all of the contents, the church was given the opportunity to have some of the banquet tables in there for free. So Mike Dunbar and I are taking advantage of that opportunity. We're going to be over at the restaurant at 12 o'clock today to pick up 12 tables and bring them back to the church and get them out of the truck and up onto the stage. So if there's, you know, one or two or three people that would be willing to either meet us at Bellisarno at noontime or, you know, go to the church and meet us there at, I don't know, 12:30 plus or minus, have no idea how long it's going to take us. The few extra hands would certainly be a wonderful help to trying to get this project finished. I believe the tables at Bellisarno are down in the basement, so they've got to get brought upstairs and then onto the truck. So definitely a few extra hands would be very much appreciated. So if anybody is willing to join us, it would be wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Thank you so much, Cheryl. Thank you, Mike, as well. Any other announcements that anyone would like to make at this time? Please feel free to unmute yourself and speak up.
Hey, Carol, it's Rich.
Yes, Rich.
One more thing I want to mention about the computers. If I have some cameras too that can mount on anybody's monitor. So if you happen to have a monitor that doesn't have a camera built in, let me know. And you know, we'd like to see you. You can probably see us, but we'd like to see you too. So if anybody's in that situation, let me know.
Okay. Thank you. Good to know. Any other announcements? If not, then Mr. Dave, would you once again introduce your music for us at this time?
Yes.
And tell us where to find the words.
Okay. So our opening hymn, by the way, was Look East, People, which is, it's actually in our hymnal, and we don't sing it, but it's a song about looking east at the star. And I thought that was a good one to open with. Our middle hymn is going to be Go Tell It on the Mountain. It was sent out as Angels We Have Heard, but we already sang that. But we do have the words in the chat area. If you go to the chat area on this Zoom meeting, they will pop up. And Go Tell It on the Mountain is, we're going to sing a couple of verses of that. And so look in the chat area, and let's all sing two verses of Go Tell It on the Mountain.
I did love the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, oh, silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation, that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Thank you once again for that music, Mr. Dave. That was great. This is the time we share our celebrations. I trust everyone had a good Christmas despite the limitations that many of us had, but I trust that is a good sign that we have a vaccine coming and maybe we will be back in our church before too much longer, we hope. I was also told that Janet Dyer was hospitalized briefly, but Ed tells me that she made it home for Christmas and she is still at home as of yesterday. So that's a celebration. Are there any other celebrations that you would like to mention? Please feel free to unmute yourself and call it out.
Reverend Carol, I just want to celebrate Dave and all the children who participated in the pageant, and just a huge thank you to all of them, especially Dave. I know he put a lot of work in all by himself trying to get that video put together, and it was fantastic. So just a big thank you to all of those who participated, and just a great celebration for a wonderful pageant in this weird year. So.
In this weird year, and we will have it forever. That's the wonderful thing about it. We will have that forever. We may lose Mr. Dave to Hollywood, however, because he may be a producer now. Okay, thank you. Any other celebrations?
I'd like to celebrate. I at least got to see my kids. It was a weird year, and we didn't get to visit. But on Christmas Eve, Donna and I saw her mom, saw my dad. We got to deliver meals to them. And then I got to see my kids. Me and my son and his wife celebrated on the streets of Pawtucket, just visiting out on the street. And me and my daughter and her husband opened gifts in her driveway.
Nice.
Christmas Eve. So we at least got to hang out with each other for a little bit and celebrate.
And at least it was 60 degrees on Christmas. So
it
you
was.
Could do
it
that.
Was a great day to do that. So we at least right. got to stay outside and hang with each other for a little while. So I celebrate that we got to spend some time together.
Excellent. Anyone else have a special? So I think Wayne would like to say something.
Yeah,
maybe.
You know, I have to celebrate that I finally get to meet my granddaughter. I'm down in Florida, and I got to meet my granddaughter, who was born in April for the first time, and she is adorable, and it's been a wonderful visit. So far, maybe she'll make an appearance for coffee hour, we hope.
We can hope. And of course, she's adorable.
Of course.
Madison.
I would love to celebrate my friend Meg. Her birthday was Christmas Eve. She turned 19 years old.
Great. Happy birthday to her.
I do have one more celebration that we had this week besides Christmas, and that was Charlie turned 8 on Christmas Eve.
That's right. He's another Christmas Eve baby. Yeah. Happy birthday, Charlie.
Thank you.
And Reverend Carol, I just wanted to thank everybody, all the people that participated in all the music that was on Christmas Eve. I thought it came out great. And I want to thank all the choir members that got to participate in that. And even Eric's mom, Tammy, was there. And my friend Julie was there virtually. So I celebrate all those that participated and helped me out to make some great music on Christmas Eve.
It really made it a lot easier to be somewhat isolated on Christmas Eve to have all that wonderful music. Thank you, Dave. Anything else?
Hi, I'd like to say thank you to Dave all over the place. The children were absolutely great in that. And it's so cute. And I can't help but think that the Lord really appreciated the way that was done, because we needed a little sense of humor.
Absolutely.
And yet it got the message out about his love.
Absolutely right.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Made my day.
Good. Any last celebrations? Okay, well, we'll be looking to some more celebrations come a brand new year, I hope, right? That will be something we can look forward to. Then let us turn to our concerns as a church family. We pray this morning, of course, for people who are ill and any others who are in need of prayer. And we include these names this morning. We pray for Loretta, for Chad and Brigida, for Doris, for Lee, for Ed and Janet, for Bert, Julie Goss's brother-in-law, for Marge, Bob Avoyan's sister, for Carol, Carol D, for John and Marianne Reinders, and also I received word last night that Len Mitchell fell and is now in the hospital at Sturdy. So we hope that he will be able to be home very quickly, and we're praying for you, Nancy. For those in the nursing homes, we pray for Jackie, for Carol, and I was reminded, thank you to Nancy Melendi, that Carolyn Farrell is now in assisted living in Newton, and so we should continue to pray for her on a weekly basis as well. And as always, we continue to pray for all the people who are suffering from COVID-19 and all of those who are on the forefront of that battle. We pray for those who suffer from addictions, and we pray for the health of our nation and our communities as we face these difficult days together. So let us pray for all who are in special need of God's grace on this morning. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, the waiting is over. Your anointed one is here, both as the babe of Bethlehem and as the Christ of our redemption. We praise you for the coming of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of your Son, our Savior. Darkness is overcome and light blazes from a lowly stable. Our hope is alive in a tiny child who was born to break the bonds of oppression for all people. Christ brings the hope of peace. Even so, we recognize that our nation and our world are torn by pandemic, by violence, by racial and religious tensions. Sustain the voices of repentance and new life in places of strife and violence, and in every moral wilderness, to prepare the way of the Lord and help the lost to find a highway to God and a better life. Reveal the glory of the Christ child once again in the rough places of human pain and poverty. While the church waits for the second coming of Christ and a new heaven and a new earth, may we strive to be found by him at peace. Faithful God, you have the power to set us free from habits and addictions, the inhumanity that we see everywhere, and the pain of those who suffer from illness and injury and hunger. We pray as you taught us for one another, so be present with those whose name we have mentioned this morning, as well as with those whose names we now lift up to you at home in this time of silence. O God, the generations rise and pass away before you. You are the strength of those who labor. You are the rest of the blessed dead. We rejoice always in the company of your saints. Give us in our time our portion of those who have trusted you and who have striven to do your will. We ask all of these things in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Our scripture lesson for today, the story takes place shortly after the birth of Jesus. Mary and Joseph make their way to the temple in Jerusalem to obey the law of Moses, which requires them to present Jesus to God to be designated holy. I'll be reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 through 33. Please hear these words. When the time came for their purification according to the laws of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. May God help us in our understanding of these words.
The news recently carried this true story about a man who lived in California. He lived about 1,000 miles away from his fiancée. And she called him and said, "I can't wait to see you." The man explained that he had no money and so he had no way to get there to see her. And still she persisted, "But I can't wait to see you." The man did not have enough money for travel and so he began to walk. It took him 30 days to walk 1,000 miles. And then he discovered she had been absolutely right when she said she couldn't wait to see him, because by the time the man arrived, she had left town with another man. This story reminds me in reverse of what we are hearing about Simeon today. It reminds me of this old man in today's scripture lesson. Simeon had waited all of his life for the coming of the Messiah, and yet the Messiah did not seem to come. But Simeon did not grow impatient. He just kept on waiting. God had made a promise to Simeon that he would not die before seeing the Messiah, the promised one who would rescue his people and point them back to God. And God kept that promise. God made sure that Simeon saw the child Jesus as he was being brought to the temple following his birth. You see, according to the law of Moses, when a woman had given birth to a son, she was required to go to the temple to offer a lamb up for sacrifice. But if the family was too poor to afford a lamb, then two turtle doves or two pigeons would be acceptable. And so Mary and Joseph did just that. They came to the temple that day with their sacrifice of a very small nature. Now think what it must have been like for Simeon. Try to understand his feelings. He was very old by the time Mary and Joseph came to the temple to dedicate their firstborn son to God. He was probably a fixture, more or less, at the temple. I can imagine the more well-to-do people avoiding this old man. They probably thought he was a little bit crazy about his claims of waiting to see the Messiah with his own eyes. There must have been tears in his eyes. He was very pious, and for years he had prayed to God to make the prophecy come true. He had been promised that he would not die before he saw the Messiah, the fulfillment of all of his dreams, and the realization of all the tearful hopes for the salvation of Israel. That is what he had been promised. But he was an old man by the time the promise was kept. It was a very long time in coming, but the promise was fulfilled. Have you ever heard the shortest speech that Winston Churchill ever gave? Churchill was known, of course, for his inspiring speeches in the dark hours when England stood alone as a barrier between Nazism and the rest of the world. But Churchill wasn't known for the brevity of his speeches. However, on this one occasion, Churchill was very brief indeed. Churchill simply stood in front of his audience and said, "Never, never, never give up." And one day, Simeon went to the temple and he saw the fulfillment of all of his prayers and hopes and dreams in the infant child, Jesus. The promises of God had been kept, and Simeon was ready to die a happy man. He takes the child in his arms after a lifetime of obedient waiting and hoping and praying, and he knew it was all worth it. Simeon never let things as they are get the better of him, and neither did Churchill during the darkest hours of World War II, and neither should we. The world often seems indifferent to the claims and promises of God. There is almost an kind of a defiant show me kind of attitude out there, especially in light of today's situation in the middle of this pandemic. Violence is all around us and the state of the economy is iffy and countless people in our nation are now going hungry. I have never seen anything like this in my 70 plus years. I know I haven't lived as long as some of you, but I've lived a good deal of years. And this is the darkest I think I've ever seen our nation. But as Christians, we will not simply accept that and allow it to cause us to be dispirited and cold and discouraged. We will not let things as they are beat us down. We are Simeon, sitting at the front gate of the temple, waiting, being faithful, being loyal, never, never, never giving up. And we believe we will see the promises of God kept. Reminds me of the young father who was always impatient, waiting for his wife and young brood to be ready to go to church each Sunday. And then he got a bit of a surprise one Sunday when his wife handed him the kids' clothes and said, "Okay, you get the kids ready and I'll go out and sit in the car and honk the horn." The Eskimos used to say that Admiral Perry was like the sun because he always came back. They said that because it took Admiral Perry 20 years to reach the North Pole, and he got up to the North Pole only because he kept coming back and he never, never, never gave up. We will never cease to hope. We will never cease to worship, hopefully in our sanctuary sometime in the near coming year. We will never cease to work towards God's goals. We will keep coming back and we will die first before we see the dream surrendered. Simeon is our challenge and our promise. He is our promise that things as they are will not always be that way. He is our challenge to never, never give up the dream. Two men were in prison. One was dejected and depressed. The other man was full of hope and faith. One prisoner felt that all was lost and he was ready to give up. The other prisoner refused to give up. He believed that one day he would be set free. The optimistic prisoner later wrote, after he was indeed released, "Two of us looked through the bars. One sees mud, the other sees stars." Which do we see? Think about what you see and you will reveal a great deal about yourself. Do you see what Simeon saw? Simeon was no fool. He was not a foolish old man believing in fairy tales. He knew what the world was actually like. No one is suggesting that we should be all Pollyannas. Simeon knew what suffering was and what waiting for many years without an answer was like, but he kept his eyes on the stars. He kept his faith in the promises of God. He refused to quit waiting for the dream to come true. And when he recognized Jesus as the Messiah, he was moved to say, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. On this final Sunday of 2020, I will tell you what I see. I see possibilities. I see potential. I see a church with people in it who really do want to be about God's business, people who hold out hands of generosity to people who are less fortunate. I see you. I see the possibilities of a church that has the ability to astound the world, that can set this community on its ears with the way Christians love one another. I see the potential of a church that continues to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, no matter that we cannot be in our sanctuary together in worship. Is that silly? No sillier than an old man standing at the front door of the temple every day for decades, waiting to see God's own Messiah. No sillier than Winston Churchill looking beyond the darkness that was World War II. God is bigger than our biggest dreams. So let us dream big, especially in this coming new year. Let us dream as Simeon dreamed. Let us be faithful to our dream as Simeon was faithful to his dream. Let us be as loyal as Simeon was loyal. And then someday we will be able to say with Simeon, "Now, Lord, you have kept your promise, and you may let your servant go in peace." Amen. God bless you and Happy New Year.
Receive the benediction. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not be confident in your own understanding. In everything you say and do, acknowledge that God is always present and he will grant you strength, peace, and light as you follow him. Amen.
Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Well, that concludes our service for today.